Why do you like writing the sequence of poems like this? That's a long-term commitment to place and to characters.
It was 13 years in and out. I was also working on finishing Skinny. So even though this book appears to be coming out about 3.5 years later, really the distance between the writing of the first book and the second book was much greater. So research, I love research. And I think that C.D. Wright had a great interview. The late C.D. Wright, wonderful poet, had an interview in American Poetry Review late last year and talked a lot about that sort of bent of a poet who does seek out these longer book-length projects. I love the lyric poem, and I love reading them. I enjoy writing them, but I usually set myself up and become most involved in a larger structure. I like a lot of architecture. For this book, the research was extensive. I returned to the hills. I took notes and photographs that I blow up into poster size, and I keep them in my workspace. So I surround myself with these sort of totems and pictures from the area. I went back to the cemetery with the graves of my ancestors. They have these tent graves there. The oral passing on of scripture and lore informed me a good bit through the tapes that I was able to get from the East Tennessee State University Archives of Appalachia. They have just an amazing resource there. I did a lot of research on environmental disaster, strip mining, and so on. And I actually had my most memorable experience was when I went back to Central Tennessee around Sparta. I went to the homestead of my great-great-grandmother, Mary Jane Hembree, who would have been the mother of Vitalis. And she never married, but she had 6 children by 3 different men. She wanted to keep her property. It was the 19th century. You couldn't keep your property as a woman if you married. And I met a woman that I was led to by somebody else in the neighborhood, and she had known my great-great-grandmother's last live-in man, Pa Knowles.
Carolyn, wow.
And we had an ad hoc interview on the porch. That was great. But one thing I want to say, there's no memoir here. There's no documentary poetics. So it's not a book like One with Others by C.D. Wright. All of that research was sort of back work and preparatory work. For the front work, I did a lot of the kind of crafting and workshopping with my friends and reading deeply about poetics and prosody and thinking through those things and making those choices in the way that any poet would, whether writing in a documentary project, a memoir, or, you know, just a group of lyric poems.
And you're just back from the Associated Writing Programs meeting where you gave, was it the first reading from this book?
Yes.
And how was that?
It was great. Neil, it was old school, you know. They had it on a book fair stage. So it was just a huge number of people that all of this was projected to. We had microphones, and it was in the book fair. There were 15,000 people at AWP's conference. And Neil, I say old school, you know, Neil had a formal introduction of my work for me. And then I read last. I read with other Trio House poets, which was awesome. Anne Marie O'Connell and Kyle McCord have new books out through Trio House as well. And Neil had this beautiful introduction. Unfortunately, I was really sick. I had bronchitis. And so when I was up on the stage, I started to have a little coughing jag before I went. And Neil was like patting me on the back. But I pulled it together. I got a lozenge. I got some water. And the reading went well. It was one of those life events.
Yes. Looked that way. It really did.